The Princess and Curdy by George MacDonald. Read by Ian Whitcomb. This recording was produced in 1996 by Phoenix Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Phoenix Recordings. Chapter 1. The Mountain. Curdy was the son of Peter the Miner. He lived with his father and mother in a cottage built on a mountain, and he worked with his father inside the mountain. A mountain is a strange and awful thing. In old times, without knowing so much of their strangeness and awfulness as we do, people were yet more afraid of mountains. But then somehow they had not come to see how beautiful they are as well as awful, and they hated them. And what people hate, they must fear. Now that we have learned to look at them with admiration, perhaps we do not always feel quite awe enough of them. To me, they are beautiful terrors. I will try to tell you what they are. They are portions of the heart of the earth that have escaped from the dungeon down below and rushed up and out. For the heart of the earth is a great wallowing mass, not of blood as in the hearts of men and animals, but of glowing, hot, melted metals and stones. And as our hearts keep us alive, so that great lump of heat keeps the earth alive. It is a huge power of buried sunlight. That is what it is. Now think. Out of that cauldron, where all the bubbles would be as big as the Alps if it could get room for its boiling,